highlight of the year from a GAA perspective was the Ulster Under 21 success. A very difficult championship to win. If you remember, the two very difficult games against Tyrone and just about got through it. But then they really found their form, beat Cavan very impressively, and did a 13-point victory over Derry in the Ulster final at the Athletic Grounds. Lorca Connor, Ethan O'Donnell, and Micheál Carroll all found the net in a 3-17 to 13-point victory. A really, really impressive performance from Declan Bonner's team, and very, very. A lot of young, talented players, good for the future.
Yeah, and Declan said afterwards that the group of players were fully deserving of that Ulster title one.
Yeah, good ring to it. Ulster champions. Listen, these lads work really, really hard, Oisin High, and they deserve everything they get, to be quite honest. And they deserve great praise there. Listen, the first half was tough. The goal, Jamie's run and ball across for Lorca for the goal was a big turning point in the first half. And but I thought we controlled the second half. We started the second half well, and we controlled it from there. And it's great to win an Ulster title.
Yeah. We've seen Donegal impress in second halves in this Ulster championship. You said Lorca was the big scorer towards the end of the first half, but those couple of points early in the second half really knocked us on again, Declan, and it opened up that gap further, and really you weren't threatened after that.
No, we weren't threatened exactly, right. And I thought our shape was good, and I thought the lads put in a really, really good shift, right. And the lads came off the bench also contributed. That's what it's about. It's a squad game, and I've always talked about not being about any individuals, and but it's a squad effort, and to me the squad of 30 plus players here is even to save a huge amount of credit.
We've seen how hungry these players were for an Ulster title very early in the campaign, Declan.
Yeah, well, listen, we knew we had a decent squad there, but it was trying to tie that down and trying to, there was a lot of difficulties along the way. There was a lot of logistical stuff that we needed to sort out. We sorted all that out, and listen, it's a great place to be. It's Ulster finally. Unfortunately, it's a Monday night, and we have to go and get ready for Dublin now and Saturday, and that's our next step. And we preparation starts tomorrow morning for that.
Yeah, well, success doesn't come around that often. Yes, in recent years, Donegal have seen it with the seniors, but we lost three under 21 finals in a row, and with this being the last year of the under 21s now, this is a big one for Donegal football, Declan.
This is a huge one, Oisin, and there's nothing like that winning feeling, and to get these lads up to play in senior football as winners, and Ulster Championship was our goal at the start of the season, and we've achieved that there. Now, are we going to stop and rest in our laurels? No, we're not. It's brilliant.
Declan Bonner speaking after that Ulster title one. Let's get some of the players' reaction from that victory. A last ever Ulster Under 21 title. Of course, they've now gone under the new Under 20 age bracket. So a bit of history in the books as well, that Donegal were the last of the counties to win the Ulster Under 21 title. Top scorer in the campaign in the entire province was Michael Langan. We'll hear from him shortly, but first, joint captains Owen Ban Gallagher also spoke to the media afterwards about his delight of winning in Ulster.
That's great, great now. Unbelievable feeling now. Been preparing for it all year, so it's great, great to get over the line now. I think weathered the storm we were there in the first half, and thankfully Jamie helped, did a massive part in getting the goal before half-time. Well finished with Larkin, but just great to be Ulster champions.
Yeah, the goal was important before half-time because they had come back into it.
They come well back into it now. They're giving us everything. They missed a few goal chances too. And it was a great piece of play by Jamie now to get down the line.
Yeah, I'd be happy enough at half-time to be four up.
I don't think we played well enough in the first half to deserve to be 4 points up. I think Derry missed a few chances that another day they could have taken, and that was great now that we managed to get the scores. And
yeah, the third goal probably set you on the road, didn't it?
It was just taking our chances there at the end of the game, finishing them off. I think it's something we've been weak at as a team the whole way up since under 16, so it was great to do it today.
Ulster champion, Michael, how does that feel?
It's a great feeling now. We've working for months now flat there, and it's great to finally win it.
Yeah, this was the goal from the very start of the year, and this was always the target. You were the best team in Ulster throughout the campaign. Yes, you've had your patches where you've had to dig deep and work hard, but this is a tremendous occasion for you.
I see the support here just out in the middle of the field, and there's people everywhere. And thanks to the support coming out today, and it's just, I can't even put it into words how I feel right now. We've been working so long for this year, and it's great to finally win it.
Yeah, it means so much to win an Ulster title, and I suppose to win it as well in the final year at under 21 level.
Yeah, it's nice to make a bit of history, and hopefully go on now and go on in all Ireland, hopefully.
Yeah.
In Dublin now Saturday, and hopefully we'll focus on them, and hopefully we'll make it all Ireland.
How does it feel to finish top scorer in the Ulster Under 21 Championship?
I don't even know here tonight, but that's a good feeling, I'm sure. It doesn't matter, whoever gets scores gets them, and it's all team effort.
Top scorer in the championship, Michael Langan, and you heard them refer to the match against Dublin, the All-Ireland semi-final. There was a bit of an issue with fixtures this year for the under-21s, and they were asked to play again 5 days later. But that journey and that hope of getting an All-Ireland, it was ended 113-9. They lost that day down in Breffni Park in Cavan.
Yeah, it was a disappointing end to it, Oisin, because there was so much optimism after recording such a handsome victory over Derry. And I suppose the excitement started to grow in the county, and people thought that we could have been on to an All-Ireland success. But they were out 5 days later, and you know, it was a flat performance. The team never really got going, although we must say that Dublin went on to win the All-Ireland, so they were a fine team, but it was just, you felt it maybe
Too big an ask, just the time gap there.
Well, perhaps, you know, like it was, you know, in the modern game, it's tough to get it back up, you know, gaining 5 days. And I suppose it was disappointing, Oisin, because, you know, as you remember, Pat Shovlin was the goalkeeping coach for the team, and Owen Ban Gallagher and Tony McLenahan, when they went up to collect the Ulster Under-21 title, they dedicated that success to Pat Shovlin. And sadly, Pat has now passed on. He fought a tough battle with cancer, and you know, the team really dedicated that victory to him.
But the future's bright for Donegal football. But Michael Langan, Owen Ban Gallagher, Michael Carroll were all given All-Stars, Under-21 All-Stars in the Best 15 team, and they're now in the senior ranks, and they're progressing. And give this young team, members of this Under-21 team, a couple of years to get seasoned, and the future's good for Donegal football.
It definitely is. Like, and the three fellas in particular were very impressive in that campaign, and they all played for the Donegal senior team. You know, they're young lads with, they're still quite young, like they're still 21, 22, but a lot of potential, and they're going to be wearing the green and gold for a long time to come, Oisin.
Yeah.